A Douglas County man accused in the 1989 death of Kelly Ann Workman has pleaded guilty to amended charges. According to court records, Bobby Lee Bank entered a guilty plea to second-degree murder in the case. In exchange, the state agreed to dismiss kidnapping and forcible rape charges. The plea marks the latest development in a decades-old investigation. Earlier this month, prosecutors announced that charges against Wiley Belts has been dropped. Another suspect, Leonard Banks, previously pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and is currently serving a 15-year prison sentence. Authorities say Workman, age 24, was abducted in Douglas County before her body was later discovered in Christian County. Deputies arrested all three men in February of 2024, though investigators noted that they have been considered suspects since Workman's disappearance. According to investigators, a key eyewitness came forward recently, giving authorities the evidence needed to present the case to a grand jury. Prosecutors say multiple additional witnesses are prepared to testify as the remaining legal proceedings move forward. Workman disappeared while mowing a cemetery in Dogwood along State Route 14. Her parents later found the mower abandoned in a nearby church parking lot with her car parked close by with her keys still in the ignition. Her decomposed body was located 8 days later, roughly 10 miles from the church. And two West Plains residents are facing felony charges following a burglary reported in October. According to the probable cause statement, the incident occurred on October the 11th when a victim reported a robbery at a residence on Main Street. Deputies say the back door had been forcibly opened and several items were taken from inside of the home. Stolen property included a crossbow, gaming systems, and a Chromebook with a total loss estimated at $1,158. The following day, authorities recovered the stolen items after locating them in the possession of Nicholas and Brittany Gosinski. Both suspects are charged with second-degree burglary and felony stealing of more than $750. Probable cause statements for the case were officially filed on December the 2nd. FNBC has announced that President Chad Hudson will become the Community Bank's next chief executive officer effective January 1st of 2026. Hudson will also join the bank's board of directors. He will succeed Marty Sellers, who will transition into the role of executive vice chairman while continuing to serve on the board. Bank officials say the leadership change is part of a multi-year succession plan focused on ensuring stability and long-term continuity for the 113-year institution. Hudson, who has served as the president since 2024, joined FNBC in 2011 and had several key leadership roles, including community president for the Mountain Home Market, executive vice president, chief lending officer, and regional president. Over the past decade, he has helped guide the bank's credit and lending strategies, supported expansion efforts, and led multiple strategic initiatives. As CEO, Hudson will oversee FNBC's daily operations and lead its long-term strategic vision with continued focus on growth, market development, innovation, and community service. Sellers, who served as CEO since 2016 and previously held the role of president for more than two decades, will continue contributing to FNBC's strategic direction and governance as executive vice chairman. And earlier this week, the Redbone Mike Crace had the chance to speak with Gary King about an upcoming Christmas parade in Thayer tomorrow. The first thing Gary talked about was when the parade will be held and what will take place.
2 o'clock Christmas parade this Saturday in Thayer. The lineup will be at 1 o'clock, starts at the high school. Now, the Chamber of Commerce, you know, they're in charge of all this, but the Thayer alumni, we're in charge of the candidates, you know.
The Mr. and Miss Merry Christmas.
Mr. and Miss Merry Christmas. So anyway, the lineup's at 1 o'clock, parade starts at 2, and we go down, well, East Walnut or 142, cross 63, up to 3rd Street, then come over to Chestnut, then down by the police station or Front Street, and then the candidates all get out and then go to the whistle stop stage. We'll have the crowning, and we'll have a little Mr. Miss Christmas, junior Mr. Miss Christmas, and then Mr. Mrs. Christmas, so Miss. And, you know, we have flowers and trophies for them. You know, it's a big event, and they have their cars and all the girls and little boys, they dress up and everything. So it's a big event downtown Thayer.
Then he spoke about how different candidates can win and how you can vote.
Well, first off, their classes select the candidates. Right. Also, we have a Flower Girl and Crownberry, they're from the preschool. They're selected by their classmates. And then it's based on a penny a vote. And that'd be K through 8. The coin cans are at Southern Bank Main Branch downtown Thayer.
Okay.
And so they can go in there until 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, banking hours, and then put their money in there. Then we'll collect the cans, and then we'll have three independent people count the money, and we'll select the winners for the three divisions.
He then explained where the money goes that is raised.
They can go, you know, today, Thursday, and Friday, and then, like I say, we'll collect the cans, count the money, and so it's a good cause for our school system and, you know, the Alumni Association to do the fundraisers to put money back into the different school organizations. Or, you know, like I say, I told you there, homecoming we gave last year. We had a good year last year on this Christmas parade, yeah. Candidates and collection, and we gave $500 scholarships.
And again, the third Christmas parade will be underway tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. The U.S. Geological Survey reported two minor earthquakes occurring just hours apart on Monday in Sharp County. According to the USGS, the first quake was detected at 5:05 p.m. on December the 3rd, registering at a magnitude 2.0 and at a depth of 8 miles. A second tremor followed 3 hours later at 8:15 p.m., measuring a magnitude of 1.8 and a depth of 8.7 miles. Both quakes were centered roughly 6 miles east-southeast of Ash Flat and about 30 miles northeast of Batesville. No felt reports were submitted to the USGS, and no damage has been reported. And the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary met on Wednesday for their regular weekly meeting. At the meeting was guest speaker Janet Smoot, who is the administrator of the Early Childhood Program at the Mammoth Spring School. Ms. Smoot spoke about a new program that the school has put in place.
The Department of Education this year and the state legislature passed legislation that went into effect, and it's called the Access to Acceleration, which we call the A2A scholarship, which is funded by the Arkansas Learns Act. Now, when this is all super new, prior to this year, students that were freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors could go get an allotted amount of free classes. So their parents weren't, if they qualified or their class qualified for it, they could get that class paid for.
Then she spoke about what has been different this year with the program in place.
But this year, because of the A2A scholarship, all students who are freshmen through seniors get all of their college paid for. They can have up to 15 hours a semester, 30 in a year.
The Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary meets every Wednesday at Riverbend Restaurant.